And now time for an audio boo by All One Word.
Does anybody ever get sick of that? My little pre-recorded intro. So I was saying in that previous audio boo, come back here after having a good time away, and I don't feel rested, but I feel purged. Didn't think about work once when I was away, not once, which is unusual. Usually I'm stressing about it, but I was able to concentrate fully, and perhaps that's why, you know, I haven't been tired. Dean Reed was talking about walk on the grass. It's not much better, really, is it? Dean was talking about how his tiredness affects him, and Dean, I am exactly the same as you. Yeah, if I haven't had enough sleep, it affects me mentally and psychologically and physiologically as well. So I'm the type of person that should be getting, you know, at least 8 hours of sleep a night. But I can operate on, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 hours sleep a night for about a week, and then the wheel kind of comes off. But I just, a little bit of me still feels unfulfilled. And I know that when I used to go out walking, it's different when you're running, because you're running, well, I run because I have to, but, you know, when I go out walking, it's because I want to go walking. When I say walking, I'm talking about getting my hiking boots on and my walking poles and doing, you know, between 6 and 10 miles at a time. I was just thinking about Mac McColgan's, you know, his morning thought booze. Sometimes, Mac, it sounds painful. You know, do you know what I mean? Not painful, not was like pain, but you sound proper fed up. You know, every day is a slog. I personally try not to think about things like that. Try to keep upbeat. You know, there's something to be looking for. There's always something to do, and if there's something to be looking towards, there's probably something you can do, you know, to do something towards that. And so I think you get to that stage where you start thinking shit thoughts, don't you? And is it because we're all tired? I think it is for me. I like to be creative. This is being creative. Audio boo generally, without any of the fancy gizmos or apps or music, audio boo is being creative. It's a form of therapy for me, I'm sure. And I enjoy when people reply to me back, or they DM an audio boo or mention me. It lifts me up when people mention me in their audio boos. Hopefully it's the same with you guys. So yesterday I forgot to mention a few people. I can't mention them all the time, but Ernie, who's at Earnmander on Twitter and Audio Boo, and Ernie was a fella who put together the Audio Mo idea. And if it wasn't for Audio Mo, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have gained a few more followers, and indeed I wouldn't have found some other interest and people to follow. So I feel quite ashamed, Ernie, you know, and I sent him a tweet last night saying, what a numpty, I've forgotten to mention him, and because I think it's quite important sometimes. I think we all spur each other on as well. You know, I don't want to lay claim to anything in particular, but, you know, I did that audiobook about a soundtrack of my life, soundtrack to my life. Phil did one the same, and also Phil Sorrell, who's at Daylight Gambler. Some traffic, hang on. Oh, there's a big tractor with hail bales. Listen to this. Yeah, so Phil Sorrell at Daylight Gambler, the creator and maintainer and owner of the very awesome shareyouradventure.com. Go and have a look. Also, Adrian, who's at TurboStream, he smashed out a soundtrack thing. And also, Mac McColgan did some 50s, 60s music, which I really enjoyed. But the fact I'm not laying claim to anything, saying, oh, it was my idea first, because it wasn't. I just did it. And it was nice that other people were able to, and they did share the music that they grew up with, or poignant music in their lives. And and so if it wasn't for Audio Mo, I wouldn't have found a few more people. Not stalking anybody. You don't stalk. If you're on a social network, it's a flipping social network. That's what it's about. I hate that. People talk about Facebook stalking or Twitter stalking. How can you stalk anybody? The information's there. You're publishing it to a public audience. You know, on Facebook, if you want to limit stuff to your friends, you might as well call it public. It's ridiculous. I think one of the final nails in the coffin for the Book of Faces for me was this morning. I was looking on a selling page for my county, and oh God, who are these people who post things on there? This fella was wanting to sell his Nintendo 64 and 9 games and 2 controllers. He didn't put a price on there, so some woman says, how much? And he says, well, I'm looking around 100 quid. She replied, really? Kind of, honestly, that much? And he was like, yeah, because you look on eBay, they're all ranging between 90 and 110 quid, so I'm going to go for 100 quid. How much do you want for it? He says, make me an offer. And she ummed and ahed. Can't remember what she said, but it was, he said, I'm after 100 quid. And she says, nah, it doesn't matter, I'm broke anyway. What the hell did she think she was going to get it for? Tenner? And also,
put your disc to my slot.
These selling pages are like wanted for sale pages, aren't they? And people are like, wanted Thule roof box, must have bars for Toyota Avensis 2006 model, must be in good condition, have cash waiting, go to Halfords, go and buy one.
Put your disc to my slot.
wanted, boys' clothes for boy aged 3 to 4 years old, cash waiting. This is genuine, I read it this morning. If they honestly cannot get to Tesco, where clothes are cheap, then there is something seriously wrong. And you see, the psychology about this is, these are the type of people who quite literally live their lives on Facebook. They communicate with people, they glean information from people, services and departments from Facebook, because everybody's on Facebook, aren't they?
Isn't it nice to have a computer that will talk to you?
Oh, it does my head in, it really does. I was reading these things this morning there, quietly to myself, with a cup of coffee. No children, everybody's still in bed. 7 o'clock. And I'm reading them, and I had that song in the back of my head. By the way, I hate the song. I freaking detest it, but it goes like, I crushed my car into a bridge and I don't care. People who live their lives on Facebook listen to shite like that. Says me, this is Yngwie Malmsteen, very popular in the 80s, Norwegian or otherwise Scandinavian. A shred god. I just find it very interesting. The funny thing about Yngwie Malmsteen is that all of his songs have the same shredding in them. It's exactly the same shredding. Here, have a listen to this. I'm just jealous, of course. I'd like to be able to play any, you know, amount of guitar. I haven't got a clue how. And this is where he goes off, taking off into his shredding. In a minute. This is a harpsichord. And it really is a harpsichord. He kind of got into Baroque music after his third album or something like that. This song's called Baroque and Roll. Nice play on words, Yngwie. Again, I'm just jealous because he's got millions in the bank, and we do so much, don't we? We work really hard. Well, the majority of times, you know, there's Dean. Doesn't talk about stuff because can't get the words out, and is busy at work a lot, Dean. Anyway, I'm kind of running out of battery. Fortunately, I'm nearly home, and there are no childminding children. It was nice to go home at lunchtime today and just see my three having fun.
Well, I don't know what happened there. This is now a bit of post-production editing. And that was recorded perfectly all right in Boss Jock. I've actually listened to the whole thing twice since I've come home. I've exported it, and it just ended quite abruptly. So God knows what I'm doing. Anyway, thank you very much. Goodbye.